This is Rabbi Nathanael Broen, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Friday, February 25th, 2022. We continue Chaf Aleph Amud Beis 21b, the second section, the green text. All right, so yesterday we left off with the question, right, how can we move our cups, right? We had the remnants in our cups should be considered Muktzah, and therefore we shouldn't be able to move it on Shabbos or Yom Tov, right? Right, maybe they had food particles. For whatever the reason, they were assuming that it was pretty disgusting. So the Gemara answers, right, the green text, Didan Chazu L'Tarnegolin. No, our remnants, yes, they're a little nasty, but we could get our chickens drunk. Right, we could, feed it to the chickens. They like the wine. Right, get special drunk chickens. Didhu, so the Gemara's counter said, wait a minute, Didhu Nami Chazu L'Tarnegolin. Right, you can have the non-Jew touches the wine. We can also give it to the chickens. The Gemara says no, clearly not. Did who isur isure hana'a ninhu? Right, those, right, because the non-Jew touched the wine, they become prohibited to derive benefit from it. And therefore you can't give it to your chickens. Right? Ours are just nasty, but there's no prohibition on deriving benefit. We give it to the chickens. Non-Jew touches the wine, no benefit. Isur behana'a. Can't give it to the chicken. So Gemara tries again. V'letal t'linu agav kasa. Why don't we allow them? Because you're not actually carrying the wine. You're carrying the cup. Right, that's a Yiddish cup, as we say. Pun intended. Right? Carry it by taking it with the cup. So you carry the cup. The wine goes with it. Right? Milo amma Rava. Did Rava not say? Metaltalin kanuna agav kitme. Right there, af hagav de ikaleo shivrei etzim. Right, that is right. You can move a coal pan, right? Because the ashes inside, you can use the ashes to cover things that are disgusting. Right, they didn't have bathrooms, so they didn't have a lot of stuff, right, to dispose of nasty things. So they would cover it with dirt. They would cover it with ashes. Even though, right, there are shivrei etzim, right, there are pieces of wood that are broken, those pieces of wood that are broken are clearly muktzah, right? So you can carry the coal pan because of the ashes, even though there are shivrei etzim. So to here, you have the muktzah in the cup. You're not going to derive benefit from it. So carry it via the cup. Gemara says, no, hasam labi yisurei hana ninu. Hacha yisurei hana ninu. No, in the case of the wood, there's no prohibition on deriving benefit from the wood. Here, by the wine, there's a prohibition of deriving benefit. Now, we're not, just to be clear, it's not the same answer as before. Before, we were talking about literally giving it to the chickens. That you can't do. You can't derive benefit. Now we're saying that the halacha of muktza is more stringent because we're dealing with items that are isuri hana that you're not allowed to derive benefit from. Okay, that's still legitimate. Again, it makes sense, but it is different than our first isuri hana answer. So amale Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina. So Rav Acha midifti says to Ravina, I have another suggestion. V'lahabe kigraf shel rei. Let it be literally like a piece of excrement. It doesn't mean the wine should be a piece of excrement, but there's a halachic category of muktzah that when something is really disgusting, you're allowed to move it because, I mean, who wants that, around your table or on your table or under your table on Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's so disgusting and it's so offensive to Shabbos and Yom Tov that as muktzah is a derabbanan prohibition, right, the rabbis carved out an exception for something that's really disgusting. You're allowed to move it away. You're allowed to take the trash out. It smells. It's this. It's whatever. Right? The chicken bones on your table. A lot of things you're allowed to get rid of because they are a graf shel rei. And the retort to that, of course, is, v'chiosin graf shel rei l'chatchila. Do we go ahead and give you permission to intentionally l'chatchila create such a situation? Right? Rhetorical question. He obviously believes the answer is no. Adabre Rabba l'Marshmul. So Rabba speaking to Marshmul v'Darash, and he learns as follows: Mizam nines hagoy b'Shabbos. You're allowed to invite a non-Jew on Shabbos. Ve'ein mizamnenes hagoy beyond it, but you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew on Yom Tov. Gzeira shema yarbe bishvilo, because you might come to cook more for that non-Jew on Yom Tov. Interestingly, little known fact, that is actually paskin lahalacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, if anyone has questions, it makes certain situations much more complicated, but you can certainly feel free to reach out if you have questions. Maremar umar zutra. So maremar umar zutra. Ki have mikla lehu goy b'yantif, right? So they didn't invite the non-Jew on yantif, but the non-Jew shows up to their house on yantif. Different scenario. Amrile, they would say to the non-Jew, inichalach b'may de trichalan mutav. Right, if you will be happy and nicha, right, with what we have already been, you know, burdened, tricha, so good stay. I mean, if you like what's on the table, knock yourself out. Because when we cooked it, it was all cooked for Jews. We had no intention of having non-Jews over who don't observe Yantiv. But this is not going to cut it for you, tircha yatira, daita didach, lo tachinan. Extra burden for you on Yantiv, lo tachinan, we will not burden ourselves, which means if a non-Jew shows up to your house, so they say, if you like what's on the table, great. If you do not, keep walking because we are not cooking more for you. Okay, new Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Lo yachem adam chamin l'raglav, ela imkein ru'uyin l'shtia. Right, Beis Shammai says, you cannot heat up water for your feet to wash your feet. Obviously, we're talking about on Yom Tov, right? Because there's no problem to do it on Tuesday, right? Unless they are ru'uyin l'shtia, unless you can drink them, right? Beis Shammai says the allowance to heat up water is only if you're going to drink it. So it has to at least be ru'uyin l'shtia, at least be a water that you in theory could drink. If it's not, right, it's got some dirt in it, and you know, whatever, it'll be nice for your feet, but you won't drink it. Can't do it on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel matirin. Right? Beis Hillel says, yes, you may. Right? We'll Gemara go through why, but we'll leave that as the positions recorded in the Mishnah. Osa ad medura mischamim kenegdan. You can make a bonfire and you can heat yourself right next to it, which is, again, it's not a cooking. Right? You're not making the fire to cook, but you're making the fire to provide heat for yourself in a cold climate or a Mediterranean night. Now, Gemara says, wait a minute. All right, Ibayilahu, hai medura man kitanila. Right? Who's the author of this medura? Is that Beis Shammai? Is that Beis Hillel? Is it both? What are we doing? For the answer to that question, you got to come back on Monday because this concludes our learning for today and this week, but please do come back. Join me on Monday.